Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Kathy, you ready?
Yeah, won't be a minute.
Yeah, well, you said that 10 minutes ago.
What did you say?
I said, oh, forget it. Look, what are you doing in there anyway? You've been ages.
I'm putting on my feathery flutters.
You what?
My feathery flutters. They're my new false eyelashes and they're absolutely brilliant.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, hurry up, will you?
I'm trying to, Penny, but I've got glue on some of the lashes and they're pointing the wrong way. I can't go out looking like this.
Kathy, we're not going to the pub to meet anyone. Remember, the pubs are closed.
Oh, I know that.
And we can't go to a cafe either.
I do know that, Penny.
Good. Well, I'm pleased to hear it. So, hang on. You're telling me that you're putting on these feathery flutters, or whatever they're called, to go to the supermarket and do some shopping?
Yes, because you never know who I might meet there. And I want my eyes to be alluring above my face mask.
Kathy, no one is going to be interested in your eyes. They're going to be more interested about the cost of things or if anything's run out. Your eyes will be the last thing they'll be interested in.
You don't know that. I always feel I should look good in case I meet that special person. Honestly, it's getting harder by the day to meet anyone because of this blooming lockdown.
I don't believe it. You're worried about your eyelashes and people are losing their jobs.
I'm not saying I'm not worried about other people. All I'm doing is trying to look my best, and I don't see anything wrong with that. So, what do you think?
Gosh. Yeah, they are very long, aren't they?
Look, let me flutter them. Don't they look lovely?
What's that bit doing there?
Oh, no, I thought I'd straightened it out. Does it look terrible?
No, they look really lovely. Oh, come on, let's get going, or the blooming shop was shut. Oh, and don't forget your face mask.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, what do you think of this one?
Where on earth did you get that one from?
I made it.
Oh, well, why has it got all those little buttons all over it?
They're there to make it look interesting. Sort of give it more character.
Kathy, you look like you've got chicken pox.
Oh, thanks.
Well, not really, but I think it's a distraction from your eyelashes. People only look at your mask and not your eyes.
Ah, now that is a good point. Well done, Penny. Yeah, I think you're right. A plain one would be better. OK, I'll use this one. Come on then, let's go. Have you got the list with you?
Yep, here it is.
OK. Oh, I really feel today may be the day.
The day? What, for winning the lottery?
No, I need some excitement in my life. I need a man. Well, I nearly forgot. We need some loo roll. If you wait here, I'll just go and get it.
OK, but don't forget where I am. Remember, I'm by the yogurts.
Penny, how lovely to see you. How are you?
Oh, hello, Tina. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Have you heard from Jim or anyone?
Yeah, Jim texted me yesterday. Oh, he's all right. But I haven't heard from Amy in ages.
Oh, well, I heard she wasn't very well.
No. Oh, and you don't mean she's got COVID, do you?
No, it's not that. Someone said she was depressed, and I mean really depressed.
Oh, dear. So who did you hear that from?
I saw it on Facebook. I think it was Alice, actually.
Oh, that's awful.
I know, and she always seemed such a happy person.
Well, she was a happy person. Oh, dear. I wonder if it's because her dad went back to Italy.
Oh, no, he didn't go in the end. He stayed here.
Did he?
Yes, he's definitely on the island, so it can't be that. No, she's the one that's not on the island now.
Oh? So where does she go to then?
She's staying with her aunt at the moment. I think it's somewhere in Cornwall.
Gosh. Oh, well, I don't suppose her mum is very happy about that.
No, from what I hear, she's really angry about it all.
Oh, poor old Amy.
Oh, and the other thing I heard was that her mum might have to close the cafe for good.
No. Oh, that'd be terrible. She's put everything into that cafe. So who told you that?
Ah, I'm not saying. But you know me. I do have my sources. I like to know what's going on. Don't you?
No. Well, I don't really listen to gossip, if that's what you mean.
Penny, it's not gossip. Oh, you can't tell me you don't go on Facebook and see what other people are up to.
Well, I don't, actually.
Oh, rubbish, I don't believe you. Everyone does it. Anyway, tell me, how's that lodger of yours?
Kathy? Oh, she's fine. Oh, well, you'll see her in a minute. She's only gone to get some loo roll.
Oh, I see. OK, well, I'd better get going. I'll text you, Penny. Take care.
Oh, all right then. OK, Tina. Take care and stay safe.
Connie, do you want a drink?
Oh, that would be nice. Yes, please.
Whiskey?
Oh, yes. Look, Mike, I'm sorry about last night. I didn't mean what I said.
Oh, no, you don't need to say sorry. I think you're right. I have overstayed my welcome. But as I said, what else can I do?
Well, you do understand that I'm not asking you to move out.
Yes, I know. The problem is, though, I still can't afford to pay you any rent.
No, but I've got an idea.
Oh, and what's that?
Well, instead of paying me rent, what about if you did some jobs around the house?
What do you mean, jobs?
Well, decorating, for instance. The hall desperately needs a coat of paint, and I need new fencing put up at the side of the house. And I thought, if you don't mind, you could do those types of jobs for me.
Oh, well, I think that's a great idea. But I can't afford to buy any materials.
No, I'd pay for those. You just do the work. What do you think? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. It's not as if I've got anything else to do.
Well, no. And it will help me tremendously.
Oh, sis, thanks. I feel so much better now. I felt awful about not paying you anything.
Oh, don't worry. I know there's no work about, so I see this as a win-win situation.
But I still feel guilty it's taken me so long to get a job, and now I won't get anything. And remember, you did get very annoyed with me just before the first lockdown, didn't you?
No, Mike, I wasn't annoyed. I just wasn't convinced you were looking very hard, that's all.
Well, I was. Every day I applied for something.
Yeah, well, I realise that now, and I'm sorry, Mike. I shouldn't have been so judgmental.
I've told you, you don't have to say sorry.
Well, I am. It's been a terrible 8 months. But at least this way you don't have to pay me anything, and you can stay as long as you want.
Really?
Well, yes, until you find a job and get your own place, of course.
Oh, thanks. You are the best sister ever.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So, what about you? Is the cafe going to reopen?
Well, Helen hopes it will.
Does her husband work there now?
Yes, he does, but I don't think he's very happy about it.
So, will she still need you if he's there?
Oh, don't say that.
No, I don't think she'd let you go. But if she did, you'd be all right, wouldn't you? You've got tons of savings.
Well, I've got a little, but I don't want to touch that, and anyway, it's not that much. Remember, I put my money into buying the two houses.
Yeah, and you thought you'd get rent from one of them.
Look, Mike, I've just said, you don't need to worry. You don't need to give me any money until you get a job, so stop worrying. You're not going anywhere.
Right, let's go. Are you okay with those two bags, and I'll take these?
Aren't those a bit heavy for you, Penny?
No, they'll be all right.
So, what should we eat tonight?
Ah, I thought the pies would be nice.
OK, that's what we'll have then. And I'll cook if you like.
Oh, that'd be great. What about this new supermarket that's opened in Newport? Shall we go there next week?
Yeah, if you want to.
Well, I thought we could give it a go, because you never know. You may find your new man there, seeing as you didn't have any luck today.
Oh, Penny, I was only joking. I don't really expect to find someone in a supermarket.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
Do I look that stupid?
Well, Kathy, to be honest, all I can see are your eyes with these ridiculously long eyelashes.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.